recognize this difference within the oneness that you are. He teaches that you gain awareness of your Tao nature through the loss of emphasis on the physical conditions of your life. In your oneness, you're likely to lose the Tao sensibility in proportion to the emphasis you place on worldly desires. At the same time, Lao Tzu emphasizes that death of the mortal self is influenced by the way you live. You will die as you live is the fundamental teaching for the mortal self. This is the balancing act that you're required to truly melt into harmony with the Tao. The last several lines of this verse insistently drew my attention when I was researching, writing, and meditating on this 42nd passage. I studied many translations of it, and I spent countless hours communing with Lao Tzu, gazing at his likeness in my writing space. I discovered that this particular verse was always interpreted with the same kind of dramatic emphasis. All said something similar to the following. I take this to be the father of teachings, said one. Another said, know this to be the foundation of my teachings. Another said, this will be the essence of my teaching. Another said, whoever says this is my beloved teacher. And the one that I use here, in this translation of the Tao, quote, this is my fundamental teaching, unquote. My conclusion here is that when you're violent in any way, including in your thoughts or your behavior or pronouncements and allegiances, then you're choosing to die in the same way. Of course you'll draw your own conclusions about the significance of this particularly dramatic instruction of the Tao Te Ching. The insistence with which this teaching presented itself to me leads me to believe that Lao Tzu wants me to emphasize that its opposite is also true. That is, a person who embraces the Tao and eschews violence and hatred will live and die naturally, which is in harmony with the perfection of the Tao. So I invite you to change the way you perceive what keeps you from harmonizing with your source. The birthing agent of all is also your ultimate place of return when you leave your body in that moment that we call death. You must be willing to give up your attachment to all forms of violence in your life if you want to melt into harmony. Here are Lao Tzu's suggestions written through me for embracing this fundamental teaching of the Tao Te Ching. 1. Remember that violence violates the harmony of life and death. Make a decision to live harmoniously with the Tao by removing all associations that you have with violence. Stop supporting entertainment that promotes any type of it, for instance. Monitor your vocabulary to remind yourself to remove words that direct hatred or killing toward any living creature. Explore avenues for resolving disputes peacefully, and get involved with organizations that discourage violence. Remember that the one fundamental principle of the Tao Te Ching is that if you take up savagery in any way, then you're signing up for a savage end on this planet. And this includes your mental activity as well as behavior. So seek kind and forgiving thoughts in place of revenge and hatred. Change the way you look at life to seeing a picture that's free of violence and melts into harmony as you live and die. And secondly, examine your attachment with the idea that you gain by losing and lose by gaining. Your attachments to objects, status, your culture, and even other people prevent you from being free in the great way of the Tao. The more stuff that accumulates, the more you have to watch it, insure it, worry about it, protect it, polish it, distribute it, and identify with it. In other words, you lose harmony while seeking to gain. Practice giving your possessions away and loosening your need for who and what you have. Imagine strings attached to everyone and everything that you feel you own, then symbolically cut those strings and be an observer rather than an owner. This is how you melt into harmony with the Tao. The poet Hafiz advises, quote, start seeing everything as God, but keep it a secret, unquote. Do the Tao now. Think of one person who may have wronged you at some time in your life, someone who abandoned or mistreated you, someone who stole from you or cheated you, someone who abused you perhaps or spread ugly rumors about you. Spend one day, just one day, putting all thoughts of revenge aside and instead feel forgiveness and love for that individual. Notice the difference in your body when you don't have violent thoughts. This is the essential teaching of the Tao. The 43rd verse of the Tao Te Ching. The softest of all things overrides the hardest of all things. That without substance enters where there is no space. Hence I know the value of non-action. Teaching without words, performing without actions, few in the world can grasp it. That is the master's way. Rare indeed are those who obtain the bounty of this world. unquote. Living softly. The Tao Te Ching is full of parallels to nature, and in fact, the pure essence of the teaching seems to be to help us to become Tao-inspired sages through oneness with the environment. The opening lines of this 43rd verse remind me of the way of water, of its softness and ability to enter everywhere, even when there's seemingly no space for it to do so. Water is used symbolically in many references to Taoism, such as the title of the outstanding contemporary work by Alan Watts, Tao, the Watercourse Way. To live softly is to live the watercourse way. In this verse, Lao Tzu invites you to change the way you view hardness. To you, the concept is probably equated with strength. You may work out because the firmer your muscles, the tougher you think you are. Do you consider diamonds more valuable than a soft mineral like volcanic ash, which crumbles in your hand? Perhaps you subscribe to the idea that doing a difficult task makes you a better person. Now imagine emulating water, this basic element that is the embodiment of nature. After all, it does comprise 75% of both the world's surface and our physical makeup as well. Think about the way water courses, flowing to the lowest place, and how in order to experience it, you can't just grab a handful. You must instead relax, lightly placing your fingers inside of it. Reflect upon how the gentle water compares to the solid stone and marble it's capable of carving through. The soft water overrides hardness. Deep valleys surrounded by mountains of granite have been carved away over the centuries by the patient, quiet, moving liquid called water. Imagine being able to enter where no space appears to be available, and to move slowly, speaking seldom, and allowing yourself to be harmoniously intact as you seek a lower, less noisy, and noticeable place. A place where all others desire to come to you. This is the watercourse way. There's value in the non-action of being able to flow like water naturally and effortlessly. I can't help but think of this when I enter the ocean to swim for an hour or so. I want to go with the current rather than swimming against it, so my first choice involves seeing which way the water is coursing. As I move through the sea, emulating its naturalness, I trust my instinct and swim without trying to direct my arms and legs in their strokes. I think of it as doing, but not interfering. That is, I'm allowing my body to propel itself through the water without my mind telling it how to move. As I've changed my thoughts about hard and soft, I don't have to do anything but be in the water. I've chosen to make my daily swim a soft, silent experience that requires very little action on my part. And my swimming world has changed. It's become easier, more joyful, almost effortless. I've learned the value of non-action, as Lao Tzu expresses it in this verse. It's performance.